I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A temporary restraining order blocking disposal of ash from the incineration of a Texas Ebola victim's belongings in Louisiana will continue. State District Judge Bob Downing extended the order and delayed a planned Wednesday hearing about a permanent injunction, while negotiations continue between Attorney General Buddy Caldwell and the waste disposal site operator. A new hearing date has been set for November 5th. Caldwell sought to keep the soot from linen, bedding, and carpet from the Dallas apartment where Thomas Eric Duncan got sick from being brought to a Calcasieu Parish facility run by Chemical Waste Management. Caldwell's office says it's exploring ways to let the state verify that disposal wouldn't be a health risk. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says the Ebola virus is destroyed by incineration. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu says Republicans are intentionally drumming up fear about Ebola. GOP officials say the Democratic senator isn't putting enough pressure on the Obama administration to address the public health concerns. Landrieu says that while Ebola is a very serious situation, Republicans are using the virus outbreak in West Africa to create fear here at home. She did not respond directly to a question about President Obama's overall response, but she says she was pleased the Homeland Security Department is tightening airport screening for passengers from three West African countries with an Ebola outbreak. Landrieu's chief Republican opponent, Representative Bill Cassidy, says Obama's response has been ineffective, and he's called for a commercial travel ban between the U.S. and the countries with an outbreak of the virus. A record number of people who have jobs in Louisiana was posted at the end of September. KEDM's Ashley Lyons reports on the positive job growth.
The Louisiana Workforce Commission says we're getting closer to the 2 million mark when it comes to the number of people who have jobs in the state. LWC Executive Director Kurt Isink says non-farm employment grew by over 33,000 jobs over the year ending September 30th. A new record with employment now exceeding 1.98 million.
We have an unbroken four-year string of job growth. If you're in 1 month, you look at the same month the prior year. So year over year, we've been growing for four straight years, which is huge for us.
Isink says we have more jobs and a bigger labor force than we've ever had and more people working than ever before. He says construction is seeing the most growth with 11,000 jobs over the year ending September 30th. Isink says the boom they've been saying is coming has already begun.
Now, we're not into it as heavily as we're going to be because most projects haven't actually started work yet. But more and more of them are getting permitted. Sasol, the biggest of them all, broke ground for their project. And that could be potentially $22 billion by the time it's done.
Leisure and hospitality was second, adding 9,500 jobs. Another area of our economy that is seeing a lot of growth, adding 9,200, is business and professional services. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny and mild conditions across the area today with a high only reaching into the lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low tonight in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, the high in the mid-70s.